This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Matthew H. Bernstein. I'm the author of Screening a Lynching, the Leo Frank Case on Film and TV. And I am chair, professor, director of graduate studies in the Department of Film Studies at Emory. One of my arguments in the book is that this is an incredibly fascinating story that actually took place, because there was a racial component, there was a sectional component, South versus the North. One of the key witnesses against this Jewish factory supervisor was the black sweeper, and he was believed by a jury of all white Southern men 7 years after the infamous Atlanta race riots. And my argument is that so many filmmakers are attracted to this story, and they want to retell it. So there were these two films in the 30s, and then there were two television shows, one, Profiles in Courage, based on Kennedy's book, in 1964, and then the version I think most people know, which is a mini-series from 1988 called The Murder of Mary Fagan, with Jack Lemmon featured in the role of Georgia's governor, John Slayton, who ultimately decided, at the cost of his political career, that there was doubt whether Leo Frank was actually guilty, and commuted his sentence from execution to life imprisonment. And it was Slayton's action that really inspired the lynchers of Leo Frank to take action. The fact that it did result in vigilante justice, I think, is very, very, I should say vigilante misjustice. It's just very, very compelling. There's a lot of passions here. There are a lot of prejudice. We're seeing human nature at its worst. And I think part of the fascination is for audiences and for filmmakers and for me is trying to figure out what really did happen and how can we make sure this won't happen again, because I believe very easily that these kinds of things could happen again. I mean, the majority consensus has been for decades, really since the mid-teens, that Leo Frank was innocent. These different versions try to show you in different ways why someone would have thought Leo Frank was guilty. But the filmmakers ultimately believe he was innocent. They, to differing degrees, take pains to show us why people would have thought he was guilty. Personal characteristics or things he said, these versions all plant doubts in the viewer's mind. And one of the things I found was that the people who worked on They Won't Forget in 1937, and then Profiles in Courage in 1964, and then the miniseries in 1988, all kind of shared a political viewpoint that we might define as Kennedy-era liberalism, that believed in the injustice that was done to Leo Frank, but also sought inspiration in the role of a governor who is very high-minded. What John M. Slayton did was pretty extraordinary. He was at the end of his term. This was going to be a very unpopular decision, but he decided he had to do it anyway and effectively ended his own political career, whereas the Leo Frank case promoted prosecutor Hugh Dorsey's career. It tripled circulation for the former populist, now racist, Tom Watson's various publications. So he's someone who did the right thing and didn't profit from it. And so that is a real source of inspiration. And all of these filmmakers are animated by different things at different times, but clearly by the desire and the belief that if Americans know enough of their history, they can be better citizens and prevent this kind of injustice from happening again.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.